can improve my vajram, go deeper in my
vajram. I like your sign language. Why don't you go deeper that way? Deeper is also up, you know. Sorry, Rani. Is that any prasad here?
Yes.
What do you say? Take some prasad, it's right there.
Oh, sorry,
that's okay, do what you gotta do, man. Sorry, Rani, thank you for coming. Sorry, Rani. So, nice question, too. Go ahead and get the gore there to the store. No, I was saying close the door from inside. Thank you. That's it. I mean, so the question is being asked, how can I go deeper in my bhajan? First of all, you have to find the type of bhajan that opens your heart the most and gives you the most heart satisfaction. There's many different limbs of, when you say bhajan, it's a pretty wide open term. So I'm not going to go into questioning what exactly is your bhajan. I'm going to speak in a general way and you apply what, you take what applies to your question. So the question again is how deep in your bhajan. So you find the aspects of bhakti bhajan that appeal most, that open your heart the most, and absorb your mind the most, and increase your absorption and practice of those, and decrease other things. For example, some people like to read Leela, meditate on Leela. They don't like to chant Japa. So rather than you chant Japa, if your guru made you promise to chant a certain name, if you promise to your guru to chant a certain number of rounds, then you have to chant those rounds. You chant those, it's like, say, 16 rounds, then you spend the rest of your time doing what you like, what opens your heart most, what absorbs your mind most. Because what determines our perfection, what determines our success in spiritual life, is absorption. Siddhātad bhava bhavita, 8th chapter of Gita, verse number 6. Yam yam vabhi sran bhavam, chyati nati klairam, tam tam agaiti konta siddhātad bhava. That which you do every day, that which you absorb in yourself in bhav, in feelings, that you remember at the time of death. Maybe you remember the holy name, maybe you remember Lila, maybe you remember Seva in Manjari Srup, you remember your Nitya Seva at the time of death. Anything connected with Krishna where you're absorbed in, at the time of death, something transcendental, you'll get a transcendental result. So your whole life you're absorbed in something that captures your heart, and captures your heart, satisfies your heart, absorbs your mind, do that day and night. I like reading and studying and meditating about Leela. So I spend all my time doing that. I chant the Java my Guru Day told me to do. I don't worry about anything else. I have Ruchi for this type of bhajan. I do it, I know, I'm sure my Guru Day promised me I'll get success doing this. So I do that. Every disciple will meet with the guru and discuss his bhajan. Say, Gurudev, I'd like to do this. I say, do that. Absorb yourself, that you'll get perfection. First, I'll hear what it is. I'll tell him if that's good or bad, if that will give you success or not, and then I'll give blessings to do that. There can be some stuck order from guru, general order from guru for everyone. Every disciple has the right to meet with the guru and discuss the individual bhajan, and the guru should work out krama, bhajan krama, step bhajan for a disciple to practice, to get the success that they desire. Is that clear?